Case number 9. Robert is 45 and he's married with 3 children. And the ages of the children range from 10 to 18. Robert works in a bank. He's worked there for years. As far as I remember, he's head clerk, I think they call it, and he's hoping one day to be temporary assistant manager. He's been interested in Buddhism since he was quite a young man, and he participates regularly in all Buddhist activities. And in one way and another, he puts in quite a lot of time meditating. His wife, unfortunately, has always been somewhat negatively disposed towards Buddhism, but she's never gone so far as to actually prevent Robert from participating in any of the activities that he wanted to participate in. But it must be admitted that at times in the home, especially when Robert went up for the third evening in succession to some Buddhist meeting, there was a bit of tension. His wife didn't actually say anything, at least not very directly. She'd say, for instance, well, I suppose you're going out again tonight, or something like that. And he'd say, yes, I won't be very late, I'll come as soon as I can. Because fortunately, Robert happens to be a rather tactful, diplomatic person, and he'd always conducted himself in this respect as considerately as he possibly could. Now, Robert, like most people who work in these regular jobs, he also gets only 3 weeks holiday every year, and so far he's always had to choose between going to the seaside for 3 weeks with the family and attending the Buddhist summer retreat. So far he's always gone to the seaside with the family, but this year he thought he'd have a change. This year he thought that he'd like to go to the retreat, to the summer retreat. So he told his wife, he said, this year I'd like to go to the summer retreat. I'll spend 2 weeks there, and then I'll join you and the children at the seaside for the third week. You'll have 3 weeks. You and the children will have 3 weeks at the seaside on holiday as usual. And he pointed out to his wife in a very reasonable sort of way that the children, after all, were no longer very young, and they could all manage, wife and children, without him quite well for a couple of weeks. Now his wife just would not hear of this. She flatly rejected that suggestion. Not only that, she became very, very upset, very emotional, and in the end, after haranguing him for about an hour, she accused him of wanting to desert her, and she also dragged up an affair which he'd had with another girl 2 years after their marriage, which means about 28 years previously. And eventually she declared that he'd have to make up his mind and choose between her and Buddhism. She said she tolerated his interest in Buddhism quite long enough, and unless he gave up all his Buddhist interests immediately, she'd leave him and take the children with her. And she added, she'd take the dog too. Now Robert is very fond of his family. He's fond of the dog as well. And he didn't know what to do. For a couple of weeks, he was really out of his mind. He couldn't work. He used to go to work, go to the bank, he just sit there. He just couldn't do anything, sit there with his head in his hands. And sometimes the bank manager had to send him home. And they started talking about him at the bank and wondering what on earth was the matter. They realized it was something at home, but they didn't like to say anything. And one dreadful day things got so bad and the tension and the pressure mounted up so much that Robert even thought of committing suicide. But in the end, after thinking it over very, very carefully and trying to be as honest as he possibly could with himself, he decided he could not be responsible for splitting the family. Two of the children were still quite young. So he gave in to his wife's demands, his wife's ultimatum, and the Buddhist movement hasn't seen him since.